Hello and welcome to episode 4 of the Dark Angels and Pretty Freaks podcast. I am your co-host, Neil C.
And I am your other co-host, Annalise.
The other one. Yes. The other co-host.
The other.
So today we went and saw Captain America, The Winter Soldier. Winter Soldier. Is it just The Winter Soldier?
The Winter Soldier.
It's not Winter's Soldier.
I don't think so.
All right. So we saw that. So we're going to give a little bit of our review on it, but not until a little later. We're going to catch up on some stuff first. And don't worry, there's no spoilers in this. We're not going to give anything away about the movie. We just have some friends who worked on it, and we're going to talk about, you know, if we liked it and from more from a technical aspect of the movie, but not so much as far as the story. So no spoilers. And if there are spoilers, then before you hear this, you're going to hear us saying, no, wait, disregard everything we're about to see or say. What?
What? I don't know.
Spoilers. Anyway, so first, some updates. Mm-hmm. We did not order any comic books. We did not start our automation order of comic books.
There's still time, though. Every day is a new day. Right. It's a new opportunity.
Yeah. So that did not happen. So Things from Another World did not get any more of our money yet.
Hard-earned cash.
However, I thought about it all week long.
I would like some movies. I'd like some comics. I would also like some movies. Just maybe that just kind of filtered out. Sorry.
Oh, that's awesome. I'd like some movies, but not from them.
Nah. Whoops. No.
The other update we want to give is that Annalise did make her Xbox gamer tag.
I did.
Which was fun. So, and what is your gamer tag?
Oh, I don't know.
It's the same as your Twitter account.
Oh, is it? It's a Wiretech girl.
It's what?
Wiretech girl.
Nice. So
that's right. Sorry about that. That's awesome. I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't know.
We spent an evening designing your little person.
My persons.
And getting all the colors right on Xbox right. One and all that. It still freaks me out because I know Xbox One.
It's so weird because I walk into the living room and it says, hi, Annalise.
Yeah.
And when you walk in, it says, hi, Neil. I'm like, how does it freaking know the difference?
I like this morning when we sat down, it said, hi, Annalise. No, did it say me first?
No, it said, hi, Annalise. And then a minute later, it said, hi, Neil.
And we're both sitting next to each other. Like, and
so freaky.
Mind you, this is early in the morning. We've just woken up. Yeah, we haven't done like our hair or anything. Yeah. And the thing freaking knew us.
It must be like color tone or height, maybe. I don't know.
We're pretty much the same color.
Well, we're both brown.
But yeah. It doesn't sense white people, I've heard.
Ah! Yeah. oh my gosh.
So it's scary. So I think I told you, but one of my favorite things to do is because I know that freaking Kinect sensor is on all the time. So there's times when I'm going to play video games, I just play totally naked in the afternoon.
No, you don't. You never told me that. What are you talking about? Seriously.
Oh, yeah. I'll go in there and I do like this little dance, like all floppity flop, just because I know
somebody's watching. You have never told me that. Oh, are you serious?
Yeah. I sit there with my legs up on the coffee table.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I figure if somebody's going to watch, they're going to see.
Nope.
They're going to see everything.
And the dogs are like, what is happening?
So the gamer tag is made. So for all you Xbox enthusiasts that never want to see somebody play actually online, check out Wiretech Girl. Yeah. You have actually no video games you're playing right now.
I've never actually really played with the Xbox. I had, you know, Nintendo Wii, and it had some PlayStation stuff, but we don't have any of that stuff anymore.
So. You should try Titanfall because it's not working out for me still. So maybe you'll have a
I'm not run. Really good at the shooters. I tend to panic.
Well, apparently I'm not either. So anyway, so that's the update for the gamer tag, which is pretty cool.
okay.
The other thing that I wanted to touch on real quickly, because I thought this was really cool, was that you found something really cool at work this week.
Oh, yes. Sometimes, you know how sometimes your job is really cool and sometimes your job isn't so cool. And I was actually doing something that wasn't so cool. I was cleaning out this room that we're going to redo. And I have this cart full of just honestly crap that I probably will end up throwing away. And I'm not even the one that filled the cart. Like literally we had a helper. The helper filled the cart and the cart's been sitting there for a couple weeks. And then
if I can interrupt for one second, let the people know who you work for and where you
Good
work.
point. Good point. I work at Skywalker Sound, which is the post-production facility of Lucasfilm, now owned by Disney.
And it's located out at
Skywalker Ranch in the middle of nowhere in Marin, California.
The but middle of like one of the most beautiful places in the
it
world.
It is beautiful. It's quite the drive, but it's beautiful. So it's a ranch, and we have, you know, animals and cows and all that. But anyway, so we do post-production on films. Sound post-production, not picture post-production. But
Captain America being one of those.
Captain America, Winter Soldier being one of them. And I have a lot of friends that worked on that. So kudos, people. But so I was cleaning out this room that we are going to redo. And on this cart, there was this strange, totally damaged, small cardboard box. And it actually has a Japanese label on it. And then it also had like a post-it with someone's name who I won't mention because he's a former employee and doesn't work there anymore. But
Bob. His name is Bob.
For sure. His name is Bob.
Bob Tenkelson. Tentacle porn. Japanese. Bob.
Right. You never know. So there's this box sitting here, and I've been working on the clearing off this cart full of crap, cleaning out a room full of crap for a while, and just been kind of coming back and forth to it. Anyway, so opened up this box finally, and there are two reels of film in it. And then
now this is old school film because a lot of stuff is done on digital now, right?
Yeah. Well, we're all hard drives now. All the, you know,
right.
Servers and hard drives.
So
at this
is old,
super old school
fat film.
It wasn't even, it's not that big. And I was actually wondering about that because we do actually have, like we have, I don't know how to say this, but we have a roll of Backdraft, like sitting in the, we call the basement, the dungeon sometimes. And it's just like sitting in there and it says Backdraft on it. We're like, why do we have, why do we have one of the rolls of Backdraft sitting in here? It's like the graveyard and it's just sitting there. So we just leave it there. Sorry about that. Anyway, so there's two small little rolls of film. And I'm looking at it thinking, oh, crap, what am I supposed to do with this? So first I have to figure out what it is so I can decide who's supposed to have it, who's supposed to give it to, do I just recycle it, is it empty, I don't know. So I have a couple of other coworkers there, including the video engineer, because I work for engineering. So we kind of unspool it, and my coworker, Jason, who we referred to, I think, in a previous podcast, he says something really hilarious, like, it looks like a skeleton and some guy in a bear outfit.
Is that really what he said?
Yes. And I'm like, oh, God.
Skeleton and some guy in a bear outfit.
Yeah, and he looks at me like, what do you think that is? I'm like, well, obviously you're not right. So step aside. And so I start looking at it, and I look at it, and I look at him, and I just become silent for a while, and I look at them, and I say, so this is Empire. Empire Strikes Back. And they both look at me and go, what? And I'm like, I'm pretty sure this is when they're on the ice planet, you guys. You guys want to look at this? And of course, the video engineer comes over and like, hold on, let me look at this, please, you know?
And it's actual film.
It's actual film. And he unspools it, and he's like, oh, yeah. Oh, and here's the slate. Oh, my God. These are dailies of Empire.
So you found two reels?
So two reels of dailies of Empire Strikes Back. And so back in the day, obviously, when they were doing reel film and mag, one reel was the video, and one reel was the audio.
Oh, okay.
So it's the companion audio to go with the companion film. And it's short. And literally, it's probably like a day of filming.
Right.
And so...
And why would it just get,
who knows,
discarded like
that? And the name on it was someone who used to work for the archives division.
The most important thing, was there any Boba Fett?
I did not go all the way through it. Obviously, it's not totally appropriate for me to go through the stuff. But I unspooled it a little bit, and it was definitely like
Luke Skywalker. I mean, stop. Did you not?
Don't arrest me. So it was Han Solo and Skywalker talking to each other. And at one point, you can see the, you know, the filming slate go by of like which take it is and stuff like that. But again, it's film. And so it's hard to kind of read it unless you have a like magnifier and stuff and light behind it. But it was pretty cool. And so I called the archives division and I told her, one of the girls who works there, what I had. And she said, what? You have what? And I was like, yeah, no, totally. I found this stuff. It's in this room. I assume.